Here's a thought I'll title, A Year Later, Still the Same. We live in the age of the internet, and of course the internet is almost the perfect medium for sharing our kind of work, at least in a digital platform. The internet was almost invented for the sharing of pictures, which is what we do, so, well, terrific for us. And in the internet, there's all kinds of vehicles to share our work, including Instagram and Facebook and others, and of course our own web pages. I still think that having your own website is the very best way to go, for the simple reason that we are all concerned with aesthetics, more so even than maybe the templates in Instagram or Facebook will allow us to use. In our own website, we can create a look that is ideally suited for our work and reflects our personality. It's like publishing, except without paper and ink. A website's a terrific way to go. But there is one sticky part of a website that's problematic, and that is the part where if no one comes to your website, you might as well not have one. So developing a traffic base for your website becomes critical, and here's where I think a lot of photographers make a mistake. Once a quarter or so, I go look at about a couple of hundred different photographers' websites. I have a list. I keep track of them, and I see them on a regular basis because I want to see what people are doing. These are photographers I'm interested in, not only from history, but contemporary photographers. And it amazes me how many times I will go back to their website every quarter, and a year later, or a half a year later, or 2 years later, it's exactly the same. It hasn't changed. There's been no new images, no new publications, no new PDFs. It's as though the photographer is not doing photography anymore, and that becomes the problem. If you have a website, you have to change it on a regular basis. Because if I go to it once, and I'm excited about it, and I bookmark it, and then I come back to it 30 days later, and it's the same, I might think, well, oh, they've been busy. But if I come back to it 6 months or a year later, and it's exactly the same, I'll think, well, they're not doing photography anymore. So it can reflect badly on your photographic art career and communicate that you're essentially not doing photography anymore. So if your website looks the same that it did a year ago, that's an indication that you've got an opportunity, and the discipline of regularly updating your website will pay you back in spades. It's absolutely critical to do so.